It is a blessed thing that in every age someone has had the individuality enough and courage enough to stand by his own convictions. Robert Greene Ingersoll.
Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, just give me a second.
I was just going to say, this is the part where you come in and say, hey, hope everybody's had a great week.
Fine, I'll just let you say it this week.
I did. Now move on.
Anyway, I had a pretty good week.
No, you didn't.
For the most part.
No, you didn't.
Okay, maybe I didn't. I'm still in a lot of pain.
Yes.
And
did you even mention that last time?
No.
I don't remember.
Not really.
He injured himself. And it's been hell ever since.
Yes, it has.
Yep.
Trouble walking, working, you know, whole thing, which is part of why we still echo.
Yes, he had an injury. He hasn't recovered from it. And getting old doesn't help it.
Sure.
Just old. Saying.
Just old.
Oh, I'm going to totally go with old.
Sure.
Anyways.
On with the show.
Twitter people.
Yeah, we can do some Twitter. So this week we have Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
Sukan Tarex? Tarex? Yeah.
So sorry.
Me and Elvis. Lauren J. Barnhart. And Alan Finkenhoff.
That's Fur.
Finkenhoff.
Apologies. Yet again.
Okay.
It's all his fault. So.
It's always my fault.
Hell yeah.
We're working on it.
Yeah, but it's one of those things that will never improve.
Yeah.
Or get fixed.
Anyway, I do have some news.
It's kind of what the show is.
Sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, this one's called Running Again and Again.
And again and again?
And again.
Okay.
Some of our longtime listeners might recall this next person all the way from episode 24.
And what are we on now?
109.
Okay.
Opal Covey is running for mayor of Toledo City once again.
Okay.
The self-described prophetess filed signature petitions on Friday.
Man, you can't talk.
I don't know. To run for mayor in the September 12th primary. Ms. Covey, a Republican and a church minister, claimed Friday with no evidence that she was a victim of voter fraud.
That sounds familiar.
And she blames the Democrats.
Again.
In her previous runs for mayor.
Mm-hmm.
She has run for mayor in 2001, 2005, 2009, 2013, and 2015.
Obviously, she hasn't gotten the hint.
Obviously. But she says this, Democrats are planning to do whatever they can to keep me off the seat. But God is on the scene now. No one will be able to steal my votes this time.
That's what her flyer says.
Yes. In 2015, she came last of seven candidates with 544 votes out of 64,803.
Wow.
But.
That's a big difference.
Let's let her speak for herself.
Oh, well, I knew that it was a fraud, and I knew that the elections were fixed. And finally, I found out the key to the city, why the city's in the shape it's in, is because these votes are stolen every time. Passed out to whomever they want on there, and they get the wrong people on there. All right? So the good people, like me, I'm coming up here with blood, sweat, and tears all the time. I've got 9,000 votes or signatures since 01. And so we work hard. Other people work hard. Other Republicans, they won't let a Republican on in the city.
Tom Renewski's a Republican. He's on council. And
he's claiming he's a Republican.
He says so. And
he's a liar.
He's a liar.
Yes.
Okay. And what makes him a liar?
What makes him a liar? Because I know that they don't allow nobody but Democrats who believe in stealing our funds. And Republicans are better than that. We have a better set of rules. No abortion and no thing. You know, we have a better set of rules, and it's honest. And anybody that gets on there, even Gabriel, she has to go along with the rules. It's a family. And they, and so therefore they steal not only my votes, the other six that ran, they were trying to defeat me. And
She was crazy.
Crazy is not even the word for this woman.
She's delusional.
She is. So she's managed to gather 9,000 signatures.
Since
2001.
Mm-hmm.
Took her 16 years.
But I like how she said they're taking her vote, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they can physically steal her vote away.
They're stealing her electors.
Like her essence.
Yes. Her essence. No. No. This woman's crazy.
She is loony.
She is. And we knew that 2 years ago when we talked about her.
And Republicans are good, honest, because they're family.
Oh, yeah. She is a straight-out insane Christian.
She's kind of nutty.
Yeah. But, yeah, she's running for mayor again. She might...
Doesn't surprise me.
She'll probably lose again.
Well... Well, I don't know. In today's society, it's a little frightening, because didn't she pick up more than last time this time?
Yeah, she picked up a... So, last time I looked at it, she had 400 votes in 2013. She did 530-something in 2015. So, she picked up 100-something votes.
So, she'll probably pick up more.
So, she might be at, like, 700, but still not enough. She might not come in last.
Yeah.
Who knows? That...
But there's a lot of crazy out there right now, so who's to say?
This is Trump's America.
That's correctamundo.
And there's a lot of people who believe there's voter fraud and vote stealing going on.
Well, she thinks that she almost like takes voter fraud to this new level. Like there's a little elf running around stealing ballots out of boxes right after you drop it in or something.
Kind of what she made it sound
like. Well, that's
like.
She made it sound just like that.
Yeah.
Like this little elf stealing her vote away. It's like when she sleeps, the cat's going to take her breath.
Yeah, sure. Anyways.
Yes, dear.
I have more.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeveless Friday.
You're okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
No, that was actually okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on Friday, a number of congresswomen showed up to work at the U.S. House of Representatives in sleeveless dresses and tops, all in support of the rallying cry that women have the right to bear arms.
I like the title. I thought that was funny.
This took place one day after Speaker of the House, Pyle...
Pyle Ryan?
Yeah, Pyle Ryan.
Or
Paul Ryan.
Pyle... Pyan.
Private Pyle Ryan. Pyan. I'm going to call him Private Pyle. Announced that he was working with a sergeant at arms to modernize the House dress code.
Oh, Lord.
A change likely initiated due to the fact that reports went viral of a female reporter being barred from Ryan's speaker's lobby because their shoulders were exposed.
Holy crap, are we going weird?
That we are.
I mean, think about this. Her shoulders were exposed, so okay, what decade are we in? Century, for that matter. What country are we in? There's another one.
Right.
Are they freaking kidding? Why doesn't he just say she shouldn't work there and she should be in the kitchen barefoot and pregnant?
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much what it seems like he would like.
Yeah, pretty much. So Sleeveless Friday, as that day in Congress was called, began when Representative Jackie Speier of California.
Or Spire.
Spire, I don't know. Started circulating flyers asking women in Congress to join her in going sleeveless during the White House votes. And then convened on the steps afterwards for a photo op and a show of solidarity for the rights of women in Congress, as well as female reporters.
I find that awesome, but at the same time ridiculous that it was necessary to do.
Right. The fact that they even had to deal with that is ridiculous.
Come on. This is 2017.
Right. I mean, we talk enough about high school dress codes.
But adult women in Congress, are you kidding me?
Right. And it's not even a rule. It's the sad part. There's no rule that says that women can't go sleeveless in Congress.
Well, it's like, you know, oh, God, they're all idiots up there. Jesus.
Yeah.
It's just cover up the women, not allowed to see them, because we can't control ourselves, but that's a whole other thing.
Yeah. Let's see, where was I? Yeah. So, Representative Speier said, we heard earlier in the week that a reporter was denied access to the Speaker's lobby because she had sleeveless attire on or open-toed shoes, or both. We just wanted to show our support that that's ridiculous. It's just another example of how this institution is still mired in the 19th century.
Yeah, we're going backwards everywhere. As far as just backwards, everything's just going back. It's just going damn stupid.
Yeah, she even gave a shout out to a few men in Congress for showing support for their female colleagues by wearing short sleeves.
That's awesome.
It was simply the right thing to do, said Representative Alan Lowenthal.
Mm-hmm.
And earlier in the week, Representative Martha McSally stood on the House floor after giving remarks on a different topic, commented on the antiquated dress code. She said, before I yield back, I want to point out I'm standing here in my professional attire, which happens to be sleeveless dress and open-toed shoes.
Yes, there's plenty of office clothing that is sleeveless and open-toed shoes. I mean, the fact that this is even having to be addressed is ridiculous, truly. Right.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, women have been dressing like this in the office for, like, ever.
And this is an obviously sexist dress code.
Well, obviously. Yeah,
there's no way around it.
I mean, I don't see her coming to work in her bathing suit, so probably what's the problem?
And even if she did, who cares?
But, no, I totally get that. But at the same time, I find it, I don't even know the word for it. It's just absolutely insane that we're having to discuss this in this time. I mean, really? 2017? Could you think back 30 years ago you'd be having this issue?
No.
I mean, it's...
This is an issue from 30 years ago.
Hell, longer than that.
Yeah.
I mean, truly, this is ridiculous. Of course, 30 years ago, it was all about the shoulder pads.
Yes, well, that's what it was.
Which I hated, by the way.
Well, I never wore them, so I don't know.
I ripped them out.
Okay.
Has God We Trust invaded your town? Are you tired of government officials who want to plaster In God We Trust on taxpayer-owned property? Are you afraid because your local sheriff placed an In God We Trust decal on the patrol cars? We are here to help. The original motto project is for those who feel the separation of church and state is an important issue and should be honored regardless of your belief or lack thereof. Theists, non-theists, and all free thinkers are welcome. We need your support to show politicians that diversity exists within our nation, and their promotion of a monotheistic religion and push for theocracy will not be tolerated. Stand up and be heard. Join us at originalmotto.us.
And it's your turn.
It is my turn. So we're going to talk about some church-funded healthcare.
Okay.
So Wing. Okay, I'm going to let you say that. Jim Garlow is suggesting that the healthcare is God's issue.
Pastor, you forgot the pastor part.
I said pastor.
No, you didn't. You said I'm going to let you say that.
Okay. Right-wing pastor Jim Garlow is suggesting that healthcare is God's issue and that the government should tax citizens to pay for church-sponsored healthcare. Really?
I gotta read that again.
Yeah. According to Garlow, any government healthcare program is, quote, doomed to fail because the Constitution lists the, quote, enumerated powers of what the government is allowed to do and can do, and one of them is not healthcare.
Interesting.
Which, I kind of disagree with that.
Okay.
You know, there's this thing in the beginning of the Constitution that talks about the well-being of the people. Yeah, okay.
No, it doesn't.
Anyway, he wants churches to provide that care, but at taxpayer expense.
Of course.
And he has a plan.
Uh-huh.
It's three tiers. Government of personal responsibility, government of the family, and government of the church. Notably excluding the civil government, which he said has no role in providing health care.
Ah, so government shouldn't do it, right?
Unless it's government of the personal responsibility or government of the family. Or the government of the church. I don't know what governments those are, but whatever. Okay, tier one is where you take care of yourself and you stay healthy. Makes sense, right? Okay. You exercise, you do preventive stuff, you eat well, you know.
Don't smoke, yeah. Don't drink. Tier what two, do you do?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyways.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Noisy. tier two is where is the family, where you take care of your kids and close family. Right. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. I get that. Tier three is where we have an issue.
Okie dokie.
And that is through the church because, quote, Christians are already commanded to care for the poor and the widows and the orphans.
That is correct.
Are they?
Uh,
Okay, good answer. Because yes, they are, and no, they're not, is the right answer.
That's kind of what I'm saying in my head. I'm like,
Depends on what part of the Bible you're reading.
Well, I was going to say, it depends on your view.
Yeah. So Garlow insisted that the best medical care and welfare benefits can be done by the church and should be funded through a, quote, once every 3 years, 10% taxation on the people.
Interesting.
Yeah. And he says that would allocate money to the faith communities.
Of course.
Yeah. And allowing the church to provide health care would get the, would, quote, get rid of the freeloaders that abuse welfare.
Wow, I can see how wonderful this thing would be, huh?
Oh, yeah. So, he's also insisting that this plan is not a violation of the First Amendment because it puts the church and state in, quote, their proper lanes.
Up front and foremost.
Wow. So, I got some problems here.
One would hope.
So, if we tax the people and then give it to a church, you've
broken your microphone. Sorry, my bad. I can't sit still.
Anyway.
Yes, dear.
If we tax the people and give it to a church, that is a direct violation of the First Amendment. Because now we have basically established a church.
Yes.
Right? And we're endorsing a church by giving it to this specific church.
Right. And who's to say what church it's going to be? Did they mention that?
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's the Christian.
I was going to say, what if I want to choose some other faith?
Nope.
Do I get to do that?
Probably not.
Well, then this is crap.
I agree. And it's ridiculous on its face.
This is like kind of far-fetched for me.
Well, that's what he said.
The whole idea of it is really bizarre.
Anyway, yeah, I think it's pretty far-fetched. It's a ridiculous plan that is obviously a violation of the Constitution.
Well, and it's very bold, but yet he tries to make it sound like it's...
Here's the weirdest part. It's still socialized medicine, no matter how you look at it. Whether the government's giving it to the church or the government's providing it, it's the same thing.
It's just where it goes in his opinion.
So I'm assuming if he wants the church to provide it, there's going to be things that won't be provided.
Well, that's the whole time you're reading, I'm thinking, okay, I can think of a lot of medical that's not going to go down.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're in control, I mean, just look at all the hospitals that are being bought and things that already go down with that.
The Catholic Church already owns too many hospitals.
And then imagine the church is controlling all the medicine.
Yeah.
Or all the health care. That would be horrendous.
Yeah. Because, you know, might as well bring back leeches.
I mean, truly, that could go so far if you think about it.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Oh, look at that! You fell for that, too! I can't believe it, man!
So that's the intro to a new segment we've come up with.
Yes.
And I've tentatively called it, I Can't Believe That.
But I guess once the editing's done, we'll know exactly what it's called.
Well, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We're going to do that one in the after.
Well, we'll see.
Posting.
Anyways, so yeah. The idea is that we're going to talk about some interesting, strange beliefs of...
Crazy.
Of cults and religions around the world.
Yeah, just crazy off the wall stuff.
So, this week, we're going to talk about the Raelians.
Is that what that said?
That's the Raelians.
Okay, what is that?
So, the Raelian movement is a new religious movement, an atheistic religion that denies the existence of true supernatural gods. It believes instead that various mythologies, particularly that of the Abrahamic God, are based upon experiences with an alien race called Elohim.
Seriously?
Seriously.
And that's a real thing.
This is a real religious movement. Various religious prophets and founders such as Buddha, Jesus, Moses, etc. are also considered prophets of the Elohim. It's believed they were chosen and educated by the Elohim to reveal their message to humanity in stages.
Okay.
You with me so far?
Okay, I got it so far.
Okay, so in December 13th, 1973, Claude Vorhelion.
Sure.
Experienced an alien abduction by the Elohim. They renamed him Rael and instructed him to act as their prophet. Yahweh is the name of the specific Elohim with whom Rael was in contact.
With whom?
Yeah. He held his first public conference of his revelations on September 19th, 1974. So, in the 70s, this guy decided to create his own religion.
Isn't that when we used to wear foil on our heads?
Oh, yeah, we'll still do.
Okay.
So here's their basic beliefs. They believe in intelligent design. Raelians disbelieve in evolution, believing that DNA naturally rejects mutations. They believe that Elohim planted all life on Earth 25,000 years ago through scientific processes.
Are you serious? This is a real thing.
This is real.
I feel like you're pulling my leg.
The Elohim were likewise created by another race, and one day humanity will do the same on another planet.
So I think you should title this, Are You Pulling My Leg?
Okay, maybe.
Just saying.
All right.
All right, continue.
Okay, they also believe in immortality through cloning. While the Raelians disbelieve in an afterlife, they vigorously pursue scientific inquiries into cloning, which will grant its own form of immortality to those who are cloned. They also believe that the Elohim occasionally clone truly outstanding human individuals, and that these clones now live on another planet among the Elohim.
Okay, on the cloning thing.
Uh-huh.
Cloning is possible.
Correct.
However, just because you clone something doesn't mean it's still the same person in another damn body. It's a whole nother... Okay, that's if we did people, but it would be a whole nother person.
Right.
Not your same self in a cloned body.
Well, I agree with that.
It's like having a twin. You're not your twin.
Right. You are a different personality.
And as twin, I was going to say twin owners. That's terrible.
Twin owners. We own our twins.
As parents of twins, they are two totally separate people.
Right.
So that little thing is very flawed.
Well,
but I'm just saying.
No, yeah, they.
Yeah, I don't see how that extends their life, I guess you could say.
Okay.
Anyways, continue. If you don't screw things up, which it's just too damn late.
I'm working on it. Just a second. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They also embrace sensuality.
Okay.
The Elohim are benevolent creators who wish us to enjoy the life they have given us. As such, Raelians are strong advocates of sexual freedom between consenting adults. Their attitude toward free love is most well-known facts about them. Raelians therefore exhibit a wide variety of sexual orientations and preferences, including monogamy and even chastity.
This totally sounds made up. I'm sorry.
I mean,
I guess that's what people... Oh, I'm just going to... Just listen.
So, you got to figure...
Continue.
So, this was... from France in the 70s. And
okay.
We'd just come out of...
Drugs.
the
60s.
The late 60s and the power of love and the love generation and all that. So that's really big on this.
Yeah.
So there's that. Then there's the creation of an embassy, which is weird. Creation of an embassy. Raelians seek for an embassy to be created on Earth as a neutral space for the Elohim. Elohim do not wish to force themselves upon humanity, so they will only fully reveal themselves once humanity is ready and accepting of them.
So if you believe enough, you'll see it.
Yes.
Oops, sorry again.
Keep
kicking
doing?
It. But so that sounds really familiar, by the way. If you believe it enough, you'll see it. Otherwise, you're not believing enough.
That is correct.
Okay.
It is preferred that the embassy be created in Israel, since the Hebrews were the first people contacted by the Elohim, according to Raelian belief. However, other locations are acceptable if creating in Israel is not possible.
Okay.
So, obviously, the Abrahamic religions are I don't know, if they contacted the Jewish people first, right?
Uh-huh.
So Yahweh was the first Elohim on Earth.
Okay.
And Moses, prophet, and Abraham and all that, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this sounds very strange.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like somebody tried to create a religion but couldn't quite finish
it. Get it off the ground,
yeah. And so they stole from the other religions.
Just below Scientology.
All right. There's also an act of apostasy and baptism.
For a second there, I thought you were talking about Pastafarian.
Yeah.
Anyways, continue.
Formal joining of the Raelian movement requires an act of apostasy or denying any previous theistic associations.
There can be no gods other than me.
Yeah. This is followed by a baptism known as the transmission of the cellular plan. This is where it gets weird.
Yeah, it's going to get weird.
This ritual is understood to communicate the new member's DNA makeup to an Elohim extraterrestrial computer.
Again, sticking with Scientology, go.
Oh, this makes Scientology look tame.
Sane.
Yes. And we a little bit on the Elohim here.
Okay.
The Elohim are a perfect race of androgynous beings, with male and female Elohim being impossible to distinguish.
Okay.
So you can't tell the difference in the sexes.
Right, of course.
They've eliminated racism. They only have one race instead of the 9 they had originally. So they had 9 races.
Oh, okay.
They've also done away with greed, war, poverty, and other problems we still have.
Uh-huh.
Over the centuries, they sent various prophets to our world, including Jesus and Buddha, to try to raise our consciousness. And now the founder of Raelianism is the last prophet. Uh-huh. Right, and that's Rael, formerly known as Claude Verlorn.
I thought you were going to say Claude Van Damme. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
It turns out he was a minor pop star in France in the 1960s. Then he became a race car test driver and owned a car magazine.
I was close.
And then while driving in the middle of nowhere, he met the Elohim, and they told him to make the human race ready for their arrival. And we end up with the Raelians.
And there is a small little race of people living on a snowflake falling down to Earth.
I told you, you can't believe it. No, this is an actual true religion.
The fact that this is a... How the hell did you find this?
I have my ways. Anyway.
I had no idea this existed.
They have a convention every year.
Really?
Yeah, it's really strange.
Talk about a minority.
Yeah. They had an issue back in 2001 where they claimed to have cloned a girl and named her Eve. But they never brought her out.
That sounds really familiar now that you mention that.
Right. So the scientific community said, hey, bring out your clone Eve. And they never did.
That sounds now, really familiar.
And I read something about that. The Church of the Raelians, or the official organization of Raelians, have said that the Clone Aid, which is the company that made the clone, is not directly affiliated with the Raelian organization, but they support the work they do.
Okay, you just made my head hurt, but okay.
That's how they got out of that.
Right, of course.
By making people's head hurt.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, this group is kind of freaky.
And totally dumb. I mean, obviously it is, but that's just kind of insane.
Right. I think the most extreme thing that they believe is that the people on Earth were created by the Elohim. The Elohim were created by another race.
Uh-huh.
And they were created by another race. And you end up with this infinite regress of where did everything come from.
Uh-huh.
And they can't solve it. They just keep going, well, they were created by this other race. And they were created by this other race.
It's kind of crazy.
So that's, yeah.
That's out there.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's totally out there. I honestly had no idea that it just sounds made up to me.
Well, it technically is made up. It's a made up religion.
All religions. I mean, it's like far fetched.
Well, yeah.
Well, whatever. It just, yeah, I can think of several actually right now that are totally just sound made up anyway. So
right, but we're used to them.
No, I know, I get that, but it's just like you could just say what the hell ever and call it a religion, and there you go.
Pretty much.
I mean, you could take most of Dr. Seuss books and call that a religion.
This one feels like a Dr. Seuss
book. Well, that's kind of the impression I was starting to get. Somebody's watched a lot of sci-fi, you know, yeah. Something.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But yeah, the Raelians actually exist. And that's who we covered.
All righty. So we'll just have to come up with a title for our new little segment.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be decent.
It always is.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, that's all the acting I got for you this week.
Oh, I'm so good and done.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Next week.
We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakin.com.
More input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review.
If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye.